Good morning. It's 11:15 a.m. on Saturday, March the 6th, 2015. Everybody in the house has had a late start this morning. I slept until 7. You have to understand, for me to sleep until 7, man, I lost half the goddamn day. God. No, not really. But it feels like it. It's like I've been off balance all day long. I usually, the last week or so, I have been starting my writing around 6. Even though I don't actually target writing until 8. I've been starting early, trying to get a jump on it so that I have more time to play, more time to do things that I want to do. And yeah, that didn't... it's not happening today, I'll tell you. I got some of the words. I don't know, maybe it's 1600 and change or something like that. I don't have an exact count. The count that I work from is actually the downloaded word processing file count. The count that I get off from for the words is good morning. The count I get off from for the words is it counts every word I type, and it doesn't take away the words that I erase. The file has an accurate count on it, and I'm up to like 19 files in this project, so I haven't been really... I should probably just keep track of the file count, and that'll tell me better. Anyway, so, yeah, my wife got up about 10:45 or so, which was delightful for her because she doesn't sleep well. And she probably would still be asleep if some yahoo in a loud pickup truck hadn't stopped at the stop sign and raised his engine a couple of times. The stop sign is like right outside our bedroom window, so... yeah, that's going to wake her up. She's such a light sleeper. She really is such a light sleeper. It's difficult. She doesn't... any unusual sound in the house at any time will wake her up. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if it's one of the kids putting a butter knife into the metal sink in the kitchen, that will wake her up. So it's any time that she can get more than 15 minutes of sleep is good. I also have to make a grocery run. I was coming up for the walk. I thought, I gotta go to the pharmacy and pick up her prescriptions. She's got enough to get through till tomorrow. I've got stuff to fix for dinner tonight. I ordered takeout last night. It's been a year since we've ordered Chinese takeout. I think literally a year since we've ordered Chinese takeout. It feels like a century. But it was delicious. I've got leftovers for lunch. I always order extra because the leftovers for lunch are the best part. No, that's not true. It's all good. It's always good. I don't care. The leftovers are just icing on the cake, I guess. I'll find the right metaphor eventually if I keep throwing them up against the wall here. So I'm going to do the walk. I'm going to go home and get some lunch. I'm going to try to finish the words. Mitch, I'm close to my 2,000. It's not going to take too long, I hope. Focus is, as always, the key. It was not particularly well focused this morning. 9:50, I got an alert that I have a dentist appointment at 10 a.m. Except that it has to be the wrong month. The only thing I think of is it's the wrong month. I posted it on the wrong month when I was at the dentist's office the last time, because I'm pretty sure the date and the day and time are right. Well, I could have sworn it was May and not March. Might have been June. But the dentist office isn't even open today, so I'm pretty sure today is wrong. Either that or I was going to say, I set the alarm on my phone wrong. But it wasn't a phone alarm, it was a calendar alarm. Very curious, very curious. My brain is not exactly what it needs to be these days, but who's this? So yeah, I stayed up too late last night. I shoot for go to bed at 9 o'clock. Because if I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I can read for half an hour and then sleep until 5:30 and get a good night's sleep if I can sleep until 5:30. Sleep till 6, that's bonus. Ground. Dog. They're just sauntering along here. I don't know if I can. How long it's going to take to get by them. I'm walking in the street. I'm not comfortable walking in his breath plume. Down as your boots in. And I put the fence back up. It's been a piece of fence here that's been blown down for a while. I need to get my fence repaired. I need to get it replaced.
Morning.
That's not a good job. Digging out the old concrete footers and putting in new ones. Not even a good time. Thank you. Guy's got to be popular in the neighborhood. Speakers in the backyard playing. Say it with me on your monk post. Let's go buy it. So focused on this guy and his music in the backyard that I almost walked past the monk post before slapping it. Yeah, well, it's been, the whole day's been a little bit late all the way around, so I guess I can't fault the day. Oh. So I'm still reading Bright Black Sea. It's a long slog. I can't seem to put it down. Like it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna put it away. I'm not gonna finish. It's too good not to finish. But it's a bit sloggy in places. Maybe that I'm just reacting because the book I'm writing feels a bit sloggy. Feels really sloggy. So I don't know how much is the book and how much is me. People out moving around today. I guess I'm not surprised because it's Saturday, but because people have been going back to work because there's a lot more people moving around on the weekends now. Used to be pretty uniform through the week, but I don't know. Maybe not. It's still, it's been a year. I'm not sure I remember what it was like in the before time. Big publishing kerfuffle these days is somebody suggesting that copyright should only be valid for 30 years. And it's like all of these people who really don't seem to understand what being a writer means. Well, yeah, they get most of their sales when the books are new. You know, 30 years later, nobody's buying books. It's just actually not true. It was more true before, but it's even less true. But it was never true. There are a lot of examples of books that didn't find an audience until 20 years later, somebody decided to make a movie of it. Now, that's not happening now because the only movies that are getting making are remakes of book of stories that did well before. Some indie works that are coming, but I mean, you look at MCU. Marvel Comic Universe. Ooh. Look at all the stories they're telling there. Fine. You know, I'm kind of done with superheroes. I don't really read superhero lit. It's not a genre that really appeals to me. There's somebody that wrote a series of shorts about
hell was it called?
There was a superhero union. And I want to say that the series was called Union Dues, but I'm not sure. And the Union of Superheroes was told from their perspective. It was an interesting perspective because it talked more about the problems with being a superhero. I have a suspicion that's where they were going with The Boys. The I don't know what you call it, a show, miniseries, whatever. The Boys, which, you know, I started watching it because people say, "Oh yeah, you watch this. The Boys is pretty good." And I started watching it, and like, I got three episodes in. And it was like Porky's with superheroes, without the humor. I didn't. Well, like somewhere they had a bunch of frat boys who were trying to think of the most outrageous things that they could to throw onto the screen to shock the viewer. Which, and I am probably doing a significant disservice to the 25 women who wrote that show, but I couldn't deal with it. I got other things to watch. I watched Bosch. I hear Bosch, I may be a season behind on Bosch. I have to get back on the treadmill so I can watch the rest of Bosch. The treadmill's the only place I allow myself to watch long form video. Seems a good trade-off. I have a similar problem with The Expanse. I don't get it. I watched, Jesus, 4 hours? 3 hours, 4 hours of it. And I just get tired of it. It's like, what is so fascinating about this? What is so interesting about this? What is this story that's supposed to be pulling me in when I don't really give a damn about any of the characters? None of them. Honestly, what? The tortured first mate. Really? This is supposed to be somehow edgy or something? I don't. The lost rich girl. Really? What the actual? I don't know. It just seemed to take itself too seriously, too self-consciously, too cliched, but about, you know, I'm down with a couple of cliches here and there, but it's like, what the hell is this? What's the idea here? I don't get it. I just don't get it. People going, woo woo, yeah, expanse. Really? Expanse? All right, you know. I don't want to yuck somebody's yum, but this is, I don't get it. It's just, yeah, you know, it's like, how long do I have to watch before it starts getting good? And if the answer is more than 15 minutes, then I'm, you know, short attention span theater here. At any rate, I did it. I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.